Sports. He has been waiting oh so patiently on our phone line. Victor Robinson joins us for a special MLK interview. Vic has been doing some remarkable things in the Detroit area. He is an operations manager for Peace Players International, and they have been celebrating and will continue to do so, of course, celebrating MLK Day on this January 21st. Vic, welcome to Current Sports. How you doing, man?
Al, happy MLK Day, good brother.
Happy,
I'm doing well today.
Without a doubt. And you know what, Vic, I've never allowed you to do this. You know, I think we've only had you on once, so I didn't allow you to do this the first time you were on. But I want to first talk some sports with you because you are one of the biggest sports fans that I know. When you were watching what took place in both respective championship games yesterday in the NFL playoffs, I mean, I just want to get your thoughts on both games.
Man, well, I really appreciate your perspective and dissecting both games today because I'm still trying to process what happened. I mean, two overtime games as a sports fan for the conference championships, you can't ask anything better than that. I mean, the two best teams in both conferences playing down to the wire. So just from an entertainment standpoint, it was great.
Without a doubt, yeah.
I did, you know, kind of lament over a couple of the blown calls, but at the end of the day, both those teams played 60 minutes plus as hard as they could.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to respect the champion. I'm not a fan of New England. I left a comment on on your live. But you got to respect what Tom Brady's been able to do over the course of the years. I mean, consistently winning and playing at a high level. New England has a system. They're a well-oiled machine. No matter who you put in any position, they continue year after year to compete for Super Bowls. So I respect it. I think Kansas City, at the end of the day, they'll learn a lot from this, having a second-year quarterback and a younger team. And you'll probably see them for years and years to come, you know, competing for Super Bowls. But what about those L.A. Rams?
Mm-hmm.
Youngest coach in the league, dominating D-line, probably the best defensive player in football. And to win it the way that they won it, I'm just really excited for those young guys to get a chance to go out there and prove it against a legend. So, I mean, I enjoyed the competition of yesterday. And as a sports fan, that's all I can ask for.
I totally agree with you, Vic. And, you know, what also amazed me about the L.A. Rams, you know, all the adversity they had to face in New Orleans, you know, Jared Goff could barely hear his mic that was in his helmet coming from head coach Sean McVay. But how poised Jared Goff was down the stretch in that game was absolutely amazing. And also the fact that Sean McVay, I mean, this dude is just 32 years old. Like you just said, Vic, I mean, youngest coach in the league. You know, last week, the week prior to, he became the youngest coach ever to win a playoff game, and now he's going to the Super Bowl at 32. He doesn't turn 33 until January 24th, which is a few days from now. That's amazing to me, Vic. It makes me question, man, what am I doing with my life right now? He's 32 and going to a Super Bowl? Crazy.
and what's really crazy to me is Sean McVay is truly a wizard.
Yeah.
When I look at Jared Goff, first overall pick 3 years ago to Jared Goff of yesterday,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, man, this guy can do anything. So Sean McVay, his ability to kind of mold and whisper to quarterbacks, I think we're gonna see a few banners raised in L.A. for the Rams side in the near future.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. All right, Vic. Well, let's get right to it, man, because you are a part of course, the nonprofit Peace Players International, and you are an operations manager with Peace Players, and you are actually leading the company's Detroit-based MLK Day celebrations. And I just want to kind of, I want you to kind of just take us through how you went about planning this and the response that you've been getting from the youth.
Yeah, man. So last time I was on here, we're about 3 months programming when Peace Players first came to the U.S. And I kind of talked about the work we were doing in Detroit and what we hope to do over the course of the next, you know, few years. And this past weekend, we were able to celebrate MLK through sport. A lot of those things that I talked to you about that I hope we were able to accomplish back then, a lot of those things are coming to fruition now. So as we began to plan for this event back in late October, mm-hmm. We started putting our eyes on the second annual MLK celebration. We actually just hired a dynamic project coordinator to our team, Jasmine Cooper. And one of our first tasks together was to plan an MLK event for 2019. So we kind of hit the ground running and had some talks with Wayne State University, their sports administration graduate program, and their community affairs program, and really just chopped it up on how we could partner to make this event even bigger to celebrate Dr. King's legacy. Nike, our global community impact team, a sponsor for Peace Players coming to the U.S., they were catalysts and also helping us get this thing going. And what we wanted to do was give young people an opportunity not only to remember Dr. King's legacy, but to really show, you know, what they want their legacy to be, whether it's through visual arts, whether it's through performing arts, through a song, a speech, a poem, or a picture or a poster. And that was really kind of the driving force that kind of led us in the planning of our event. So with Saturday's event, we did it at Wayne State University's Mort Harris Recreation Center. Mm-hmm. We brought out young people from across the city of Detroit, mainly from the Cody Rouge and Southwest Detroit area, and young people ages 10 to 17. We did it a little different from our normal programming, where we had a three-point competition, we had a shooting competition, we had a skills contest similar to the NBA All-Star Game, and it was all designed to really celebrate Dr. King's legacy through sport. So in addition to the workshop on what we wanted the kids' legacy to be, they got a chance to do some cool things on the court. Nike came through with some really cool Until We All Win t-shirts to launch their campaign. They came through with a digital photo booth that printed out photos on the spot for all the young people. We had Pistons tickets to give away as prizes, Nike gift cards. We had a DJ, live music, food. And it was just a really fun way to celebrate Dr. King's legacy for our young people who may not have always, you know, heard about, you know, all that he's done for America and really making the progress that we've made to this day.
That is awesome, Vic. And, you know, that is a great segue into my next question here. I mean, when you talk about MLK, and I know, you know, just like yourself, when we were coming up in school, you know, it was a part of the curriculum in schools to teach about MLK and what he stood for. I'm curious, you know, with you working hands-on with today's youth, how big is the legacy of MLK in today's youth? Is it still as strong?
I don't know if it's as strong as it was maybe 10, 15 years ago when we were in grade school. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure why the reason is, but I feel like it's an onus upon us to continue to ingrain that legacy into our young people's minds on a daily basis. Dr. King was so important to me as a youngster growing up. He was one of my biggest role models. One of those top three people that I would love to sit down with, dead or alive, and really, you know, get his feedback on the things that he saw in the civil rights movement. And I think a lot of times, I don't know if it's lost in translation or as generations continue to pass, we kind of diminish the legacy over time. But I don't think we give enough credit for just how great of a leader Dr. King was. I had a chance to really ask our young people in the workshop, you know, what do you know about Dr. King before we jumped into legacies? And, you know, I had one young lady, she was about 7 years old, say he wrote a letter from jail. And her knowing about a letter from a Birmingham jail was really touching to me, the fact that at 7 years old, she knew about that. But overall, there wasn't a great sense of all that he had accomplished and all that he had done to bring people together, not just here in the U.S., but around the world. And I think we've kind of lost a bit of touch with that and making sure that our young people understand who he is, how great he is, and just what type of leader has allowed us and helped afford us the benefits and the rights that we have today.
That is very well put, Vic. And again, it is our responsibility to make sure that the youth coming up know about the legacy that Dr. King left behind, to learn about his life, because it is oh so important, especially in the contentious times that we are currently living in. Vic, I'm getting a lot of responses right now as we come up here at the top of the hour. But, you know, for those listening right now that are interested and you know, want to know more about Peace Players and the outstanding things that you and your team is doing, how can my listeners get involved with you guys?
Yeah, we're always looking for youth, and we're always looking for volunteers. Right now we're in two communities in Detroit, Southwest Detroit and Cody Rouge. But our goal is to expand all across the seven districts in the city. So we would love for those interested to either come out and bring youth, or reach out and volunteer and help pour into the young people that we serve on a daily. If you're interested in doing so, you can learn more about what we do at peaceplayers.org. But if you'd like to get involved, you can reach out to me at vrobinson@peaceplayersintl.org. That's vrobinson@peaceplayersintl.org. And just let me know if you want to volunteer, if you're interested in a kid coming out, or just want to sit down and have a talk and learn more about the work that we're doing in the city, or just giving back in any way. So just reach out at my email, and we would love to sit down and chat and talk more about the work that we're doing in the city.
And we'll be sure to provide that information when we post the podcast version of this hour as well. Vic, we got to get you back on the regular, man. Thank you so much for your time, and keep up the great job out there, all right?
Definitely, brother. I appreciate you having me on Current Sports, man. I love your show. And next time you're in the city, man, we got to get you dripped in some Peace Players gear.
Oh, yes. I would, you know, I'm all about free gear, baby. All right?
I got you.
Let's make it happen again. Victor Robinson of Peace Players International. Fantastic stuff.